A new treatment brings us hope for the future of Australia's sea lions. They've been severely affected by a parasite known as hookworm, which is seen in 100% of sea lion pups. Sophie Tunks asked Dr. Rachel Gray, Senior Lecturer of Veterinary Pathology at the University of Sydney, just what the effects of hookworm are.
So the main effect is that it causes, each worm causes hemorrhage into the intestinal tract. So basically the worms attach to the wall of the intestine and cause bleeding at those sites. And if you get bleeding outside of the body, basically you end up with pups that are anemic and are basically losing nutrients. So they lose a lot of weight, they become lethargic, and they're unable to sort of escape any predators like the aggressive male sea lions that can sometimes cause trauma to the pups.
How much of a threat would you say it is to the species?
It is a pretty big threat. We know that 100% of pups are actually infected with hookworm because it gets transferred from their mum's milk in the first couple of days after birth. And we know that it causes really significant disease in the pups, the anemia and the loss of protein and nutrition that I mentioned before. But also it does cause mortality in these pups. So we consider that about 40% or up to 40% of pups will actually die as a consequence of hookworm infection, whether it be directly due to the blood loss or indirectly due to the trauma that they sometimes face when they get attacked by other animals.
What does this mean for their population?
So part of the work we're doing at the moment is trying to work out how significant, we obviously believe that hookworm is a significant threat to the population and certainly to pup survival. And particularly at Seal Bay, we're working now, and at some other colonies, for the population, they're actually declining and there are less pups being produced every season. So what we're trying to look at is whether if we can increase the pup survival, that hopefully that will mean that more animals will actually go on to reproduce rather than them dying in that really early neonatal stage. So we really hope that if we can actually improve that survival, that we may be able to aid the recovery of the population decline.
How does the treatment you are trialling work?
So basically we apply a really small volume, usually about less than a mil of ivermectin, and we part the fur at the back of the neck and we just apply it directly on the skin, and that gets absorbed into the body, and then it will kill the worms within about 24 to 48 hours.
How long will it be until the treatment is ready for other sea lion populations?
So they've actually used, in terms of using ivermectin before, they have done trials in some other species around the world. So there's been some trials in northern fur seals of the injectable form. We've treated animals, New Zealand sea lions in the sub-Antarctic, and we have done some trials in Australian sea lions at other sites. I guess the novelty of this trial is that we're actually using a topical formulation, which hasn't been done before in sea lions. So once we get the results of this study, and we'll have some preliminary, we've already got some preliminary results, but we'll have a better idea sort of in February once we've completed all the recaptures of the puppies of how successful it's been. And then what we need to do is replicate the trial, maybe with some modification in the next breeding season, which starts in November 2020, because these guys have alternate summer-winter breeding seasons and they're very different. So we need to make sure that the response that we get is similar, or if it is different across those breeding seasons, how is it different and does that mean we have to do something else?
What does this mean for the future of Australia's sea lions?
Well, hopefully it's a positive for them. With one respect, at least treating the animals means that we actually reduce the amount of contamination of their environment with the eggs and the larvae that cause the disease. The other thing is, obviously, animals dying of hemorrhage or starvation is not a nice thing for them to go through. So from an animal welfare perspective, treating animals is actually a real positive for those individuals. And as I mentioned before, if we can improve survival and health of the pups, we're hoping that that translates into greater fitness as they get older, as well as increased reproductive capacity for the species.
Dr. Rachel Gray, Senior Lecturer of Veterinary Pathology at the University of Sydney, speaking there with Sophie Tunks.